Once, having been asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God will come, Jesus replied, "The kingdom of God does not come with your careful observation, nor will people say, 'Here it is,' or 'There it is,' because the kingdom of God is within you." Then he said to his disciples, "The time is coming when you will long to see one of the days of the Son of Man, but you will not see it. Men will tell you, 'There he is,' or 'Here he is.' Do not go running off after him, for the Son of Man in his day will be like the lightning, which flashes and lights up the sky from one end to the other. But first he must suffer many things and be rejected by his generation. Just as it was in the days of Noah, so also will it be in the days of the Son of Man. People were eating, drinking, marrying, and being given in marriage up to the day Noah entered the ark. Then the flood came and destroyed them all. It was the same in the days of Lot. People eating and drinking, buying and selling, planting and building. But the day Lot left Sodom, fire and sulfur rained down from heaven and destroyed them all. It will be just like this on the day the Son of the Man is revealed. On that day, no one who is on the roof of his house with his goods inside should go down to get them. Likewise, no one in the field should go back for anything. Remember Lot's wife. Whoever tries to keep his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life will preserve it. I tell you, on that night, two people will be in one bed. One will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding grain together. One will be taken and the other left." "Where, Lord?" they asked. He replied, "Where there is a dead body, there the vultures will gather."
Thank you, Cameron. Well done. And so good that everyone's moved so far forward. Isn't that wonderful? So excited about hearing what I've got to say, what Paul's has got to say and all the rest of it. I'm sure nobody will be retreating as normal next week and everyone will stay a lovely way forward, yeah, etc, etc. Right, I've brought along my friend this morning because we have got this kind of party atmosphere and Paul likes to come along to party. So I'll just go and... Oh, he's asleep. Oh, but what's it? He's asleep in his sleeping bag at the moment, but there's an envelope here. Looks quite interesting. It says, "On Her Majesty's service from Buckingham Palace." Woo! "Mr. Paws Dog Glossop." Yeah. There you are, you see. Wonder what it is. Maybe he's got one of those honours that the Queen dishes out, you know. Maybe Obedience Award. Unlikely, I think, actually. Or a kind of knighthood or something like that. Maybe in a kind of Cilla Black type thing. Surprise, surprise. It's taking going back a long way, isn't it? Yeah. I wonder what it could... Shall I have a look? Do you think I should look in his post? Yeah, but it's from the Queen. Who thinks I should have a look? Let's hear it. Who thinks I should look?
Yes.
Who thinks I shouldn't?
No.
Right, I'm going to look. It is kind of open. It's sort of open at the edge. No? I'll tell you what, I'll just look at the edge. I won't look at all. Which says, "You are invited." You are... I wonder what it is. You... I wonder if it's a party or something like that. Can you imagine a party with the Queen? Who likes parties? Hands up if you like parties. What do you like about parties? This would be interesting, it would be different for everyone, I suspect. What do you like about parties? Is there a microphone here? There'll be a microphone somewhere. It's all right. What do you like about parties? What do people like about parties? Anything? Julia, yeah.
Dancing.
Okay. Hands up if you like dancing. Hands up if you hate dancing at parties. Yeah, right.
Chatting, laughing, and gin.
Yeah. Chatting, laughing, and gin. Brilliant. Honest as well. Right, okay. Fantastic. Anything else? What else do you like at party? Yeah, go on.
Cake.
Yeah, cake. Anything else? What do people like about parties, Laurie?
Meeting people you've never met before.
Meeting people you've never met before. That's an interesting one, isn't it? I love meeting people I've never met before. But I know some people, that's kind of one of the worst possible things. Like, one back here. Abigail.
Dressing up.
Dressing up. Oh, you get to wear nice clothes. That's exciting, isn't it? Loads of exciting things about parties. So can you imagine the best party ever? Can you imagine what that would be like? Just think for you, what would that be like? What would be the best party ever? You are invited, it says. Shall I get him out? Do you think I'd better? I'm kind of feeling a little bit guilty about looking in his poker. Yeah. I'll get him out and see what it says. Come on, pause. Pause, there's an invitation. What are you doing? No, you come out. There's something exciting. I want you to see. Please, come. Yes. That's better. Right, okay. Look. Yes, look. Something special for you. Is it really special? Well, I think it's special. It says, Honour Majesty's Service from Buckingham Palace, and it's addressed to you, Mr. Paws Dog Glossop. Yeah, does that sound exciting? You're not sure. Oh, right, okay. You're a bit busy. Right, okay. Well, can we open it up? It's addressed to you. I know it's addressed to you, but we want to see, don't we? Do you want to see what's in the envelope?
Yes,
we do. Right, can we... Yeah, thank you. Wow. I didn't... Oh. Dear Mr. Paws, Fluffy, Woofy, Squiggle, Whopper, Dog. I didn't know they were your middle names. You don't like letting on. No, right, I know that feeling. You are... cordially invited. Does that mean there's lots of juice? Yeah, I think so, possibly. I don't think it's gin on this one. You are cordially invited to the greatest party in the world ever. Wow. Signed by hand, Her Majesty the Queen. Woo! P.S. Bring as many people as you like. Wow. Pause. Does that sound fantastic? No. What do you mean no? Can you go back to playing on your Xbox? You haven't got an Xbox. You have? What? Oh. That's your eggs box. Right. Okay. Fantastic. Brilliant. You want to go back and play with an empty cardboard box instead of going to the best party ever. Oh, pause. That's ridiculous, isn't it? Who would do that? Who would say, well, I've got something better to do? Something more important than going to the best party ever at the invitation of Her Majesty the Queen. That's ridiculous. I mean, what could be more important? Playing on your Xbox. Yes, I know what you think. But it would be ridiculous, wouldn't it? But you see, Paul, Jesus told a story a bit like that. And he said there was a king who had a massive party at the palace. And he invited lots and lots of special people. Like you? Well, yes, I suppose so. Yes. But lots of people said no. Were they playing on their Xbox? Well, he didn't quite put it like that, because they didn't quite have even those Xboxes, I don't think, in those days. But they all said they were too busy. They all made excuses, and they missed out on a fantastic party. And so the king said, well, I'll go and invite lots of other people instead. Which is what happened, and some of those people then came along. What did he mean by it? Well, Paul, Jesus says that knowing him as your friend, putting him first in your life, is like the best party ever. In fact, it's way better than the best party ever. And one day, if we are his friends, if we put him first, we'll enjoy something like a great party in heaven. And he also wants us to invite as many people as possible, just like the Queen wanted to invite as many as you like as well. The problem is, we can sometimes get the wrong idea about it, can't we? At one end, I think we can often say that it's a bit like just inviting people to join our club. That's the attitude we take to it. We think, well, it's not that important. It doesn't matter that much if people come to know Jesus. They can carry on their own way. That's their choice. So what? And we can leave them to get on. Or we can think, well, actually what we need to do is just get them to come and join our club. I'll earn extra points. I'll be able to move forward or maybe back a few rows in church as a kind of heavenly reward. Because we've invited a few more people onto our membership list. But it's nothing very important. At the other end of the spectrum, we may see kind of as following Jesus as eternal life insurance. And in many ways, we see ourselves as life insurance salespeople. If you come and follow Jesus, you can be assured of eternal life. So you don't need to worry too much about anything else. Just come along, be part, sign the dotted line, and that's that. And indeed, we can take the same attitude to ourselves. Well, I've signed the dotted line, I've done my bit. That's all there is to it. That doesn't sound very exciting, does it, Paul? Well, it might in the long term. But Jesus said, I want you to have life in all its fullness. You see, this isn't about just getting people to join a club. It's not just about pie in the sky when we die, or cake on the plate while you wait and all that stuff. It's about loving people. It's about Jesus loving people so much that he wants them to know him in their lives. He wants to know his love. He wants them to know his forgiveness. He wants them to know his hope. Not just for eternity, which is enough, but starting now, here, on earth. And God, because he loves people so much, wants us to show that love to others as well. Because if we've discovered what it's like to live life in all its fullness, surely we want to invite other people too. And it's not something we want them to wait for till they're on the deathbeds or till sort of 20 years down the line. We want them to know now, don't we? If this is the best thing ever, surely this is something we want to go and tell people about straight away. Not just, well, okay, you can sign it. Maybe it'd be nice to join the golf club or whatever it happens to be. Or to get sign up for our long-term life insurance. It's something that really matters. The other day, I saw this little video, which I'm going to show to you in a moment. And it challenged me to think about, what is it that I do? How urgent am I in my asking people, in inviting people, in calling people to follow Jesus? And how seriously do I take my faith? Do I really believe that this is the best way of life ever possible? And that it starts now? And if I do, are people catching that? Are they seeing that? Or do they just see someone who's actually more interested in doing other things and is too busy maybe playing on my Xbox or whatever? What do you think, Paul? Can you go and play on your Xbox? Let's watch the video, shall we?
I thought at first he was inviting me out to dinner. I probably would have said yes if he had. You know, Mr. Stevens, he was a true
legend. He never seemed to mind when I knocked on his door to get my football back from his garden. Again. I tell ya, with me, he's done a lot of
putting up an IKEA shelving unit for Mr. Stevens. He said he didn't need the help, but his family insisted he get someone in. I spent most of the time drinking tea while he put it together. But afterwards, he said he was grateful for the
help I needed that day. I was on the streets. I got myself in a fight in the town and I knocked on a few doors. He was the only one to answer. He gave me a cup of tea and
banana cake. Mr. Stevens brought it round when we first moved in and it was
not great.
It was okay.
It was soggy.
Well, I don't remember the last time you took him a cake. The thought that counts. Was one of his wife's
recipes that I used to give Grandad would often just pick up dust on the shelf because he always wanted to stick to Grandma's. He really loved her. And he used to say to me,
trust on the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. It was a sticker on his car. We talked about it once. You know, I remember the day he invited me.
It was a Tuesday morning.
He asked me if I'd like to come to church with him. I thought it was
too good to be true. A free drink and some food. So I said,
why not?
Absolutely not.
We said maybe.
No, not even if you paid me.
Why not?
Not even if you were dying.
Jack.
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
Sure.
I've got nothing better to do. I went there because they were
serving pizza that night. I don't
remember what was said or what was sung, but
going changed my life.
Forever. Mr. Stevens was the first
Christian we met was at uni and he was
odd.
He was different.
He was really odd.
I used to go to
church when I was a kid, but I thought it was a bit
weird. Never thought about going before. But I knew even before Mr. Stevens invited me.
God was quietly tapping on the window from the
outside. It might have looked like I had it all together. But now and again I get this niggling feeling that
there must be more to life than this. And the mountains and the stars and what those David Attenborough programmes. It just left me thinking,
how could it all just be an accident?
I always wanted to
try church out and
be a better person, but
I didn't really know what it was all about without the
invitation from Grandad.
Mr. Stevens.
I would never have known.
I realised I was already invited.
I just needed my invitation.
We're inviting people to so much more than just coming to church, to being part of a club, a group as it were. We're inviting people to be part of the church, Christ's body. We're inviting people to come and experience life in all its fullness, now and for eternity. Better than even the best party. I wonder if you've accepted your invitation. And if you have, I wonder who gave it to you and how. I wonder too whether you're a Mr. Stevens, or whether you could be. Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you that you invite us to be part of the best thing ever. We thank you that you have loved us so much that you've reached out your hand to us in Jesus Christ. We thank you that we can choose for ourselves to follow him, to take his hand, to follow in his ways, to put him first in our lives. We thank you for all that means now and for eternity. Lord, help us to show that same love to others. Your love for us, shown in our love for them, such that they too would know something better than the best party ever. Amen. John.
Thank you, Toby.